far physically. Yep. Oh, rebounding, getting on the ground. The other ones grabbing rebounds and throwing elbows around, you know, not dirty elbows, just clearing the area out. They did a very nice job in that first half and limiting Matea on her scoring. She had a hard time getting things to fall. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors here quick. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader Sports Center, Wolf Farms and Butternut, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction,
heck yeah!
As always, the halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. And the second half set to get underway here in just a moment. Both teams getting back onto the court here. And they got a little popcorn mess down on the ground over there. They keep just stepping out over there. Going to need that swept up. It's made its way onto the court. Looking for a broom. Where's our janitor here when we need one? Oh, Tyler Ring, he's here. He's going to clean things up, get this ball game rolling here again. It is going to be the Phillips Loggers in their white uniforms with black lettering working from left to right now. And the Rib Lake Redmen in their maroons with white lettering. Set up in what looks to be man-to-man defense for Rib Lake to start out. A nice little close-up of the cleanup action there, Nate. Good job. All right, clean the popcorn up off the floor before we can get this going. And Austin Edwards working the refs all game, doing a nice job down there. All right, Lily Miller going to take it in. She's going to pass it, inbounds it to Farrah Knack in the Knack attack. Loggers up by one. Not sure what we're waiting on. Looks like we're ready to go. Popcorn is cleaned up. Good job there by Tyler Ring. All right. And here is Loggers going to start out first possession. Knack left side to Lily Miller. Miller gets it to Matea on that corner. Working it back up to the top. Knack's got it. Back to Miller. And looks like they're going to work Matea. Try to get her from corner to corner. Working this corners. And into Kendra Timmers and a chirpy touch foul on Rib Lake to start out. It's going to be Loggers ball under their own basket. That foul there on Avery Nemi. And here is Timmers gets it in. I'm sorry, Lily Miller gets it in to Matea. Miller going to shoot from about 8 feet. She misses. Knack on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. That's going to go to Rib Lake. 17:33 to go in this ball game. Loggers leading by one, 20-19. Loggers going to put on like a three-quarters court press. Going to let Rib Lake get it in and then start trapping. Matea at the top with her length. They get it across half court. Loggers hustle back, get into their defense. And Gums with the ball. Going to dribble out. Guarded by Knack. Knack's going to follow her. Gets her on the arm and the face. Addison Gums was fouled. All right, Nemi going to take it out. Side out of bounds. They get it into Gums. That's going to be out on. That's Phillips ball. There you go. Austin almost got the ref to turn the call. Nice job by the coach over there. All right, next. Gets it into Miller. Miller going to take it up for the Loggers. Loggers up by one. 17-17 to go in this ball game. Get it into Matea by the low block. Matea's block, gets her own rebound, puts it up, gets a basket, and she's fouled. Matea Eckert going to the line. She's going to force her will on this game, just like she did that first time that they played. Loggers take a three-point lead with 17:07 to go. Matea at the line. Get the extra free throw. Not sure what we got going on down at the bottom. Refs looking in the corner of the court. Still spillage? Who knows? And they're going to get the Swiffer mop over here. Giant Swiffer mop they used to get sweat off the floor. And they sent the cross-country coach to get the fastest guy in the gym, the cross-country coach. He's going to run it across. Sweep up a little mess. Oh. There you go. Coach Olson. on top of that one. All right, I don't even know what's going on in this game right now. 17:07 to go. Loggers up by three. I think it's the Loggers' ball, isn't it? Got a nice little crowd here. The boys are here tonight because they don't have a game.
Till tomorrow.
Until tomorrow, the boys are going to be in Abbotsford. We're going to have that on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel.
Here's one of the boys right
now. My boy J.J. Hakenin in here right now, along with all the other boys. J.J., you going to come hang out with us for a minute? I think we're going to get J.J. here. Maybe J.J. can take your mic for a minute too, Nate. J.J., why don't you throw Nate's mic on? To who?
Planner.
Giving a shout out to Sue Planner. All right. All right, Jada's friends, are they watching online here? All right. So Jada's friends watching from home tonight here. Good to have you girls watching. And there was a timeout here.
Something on the floor down here?
Something on the floor down here. Great timing because Rib Lake had turned the ball over when Austin said, hey, we got a mess over here too. See, there's not even a mess, just a wily play by Austin Edwards. Getting to stop the game to avoid the turnover. Nice one. Good over there, Austin. I like it.
Oh.
So there's actually no nothing.
Like, what's
yeah, there's nothing on the floor, but Austin was able to get the timeout. Yeah, they can't see it. All right, a lot of sweat timeouts here on the ground. JJ, why don't you grab the mic? Join me for a minute here. All right, we got JJ Hakenin, my boy here. You guys have heard of him. I bragged him up a little bit here on the radio. And Jeff and Scott's local sports channel. JJ, you play tomorrow. Are you guys ready for Abbotsford?
Yes, sir.
Abbotsford going to be a tough game. That's not an easy win at all, especially at Abbotsford. What are you guys going to have to do to get this win tomorrow?
We got to take care of the ball because Abbotsford, they strive on chaos. Everything is always chaotic, so we just got to take care of the ball.
That's my kind of team, striving in chaos. I know exactly what you mean. That's when they do well, when things get wild. So, yes, take care of the ball. And play solid defense. It's Rib Lake with the ball here right now. 17 minutes to go. JJ, a tight game down here.
Yeah.
The Loggers pulling ahead by just a few, but we know Austin Edwards is going to have this Rib Lake team ready. There's Scheitower with a miss from Rib Lake, but a rebound by Tessa Week. And the putback, she misses it, but she's going to the line to shoot two free throws. The Loggers up by four right now. Rib Lake trying to climb back into this. Did you notice the physicality of this game?
Yeah,
Rib Lake
100%.
Really bringing it right off the bat, being physical with getting rebounds, ripping away, and just not letting any play. First free throw missed by Tessa Week. But like how Austin has this Rib Lake team playing here tonight, here's second free throw for Week. That one up, and that one rims out as well. Lily Miller with a big rebound, 16:35 to go. Loggers up by four. And we talked about this last game was close at the half. Loggers pulled away in the second half. Going to see if they're going to be able to now. And that was going to be out on Kendra Timmers. Good pressure defense by the Redmen.
Lower score than usual.
Yeah, really low scoring game here. We're not used to that. The Loggers having a hard time getting into their transition game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Loggers need a steal to be able to do that or a stop up at the top. They're trying to do this with this 1-3-1. Rib Lake gets it across half court, but I heard a whistle. What was the over and back? I'm not sure. You know what that call was?
I have no clue.
She dribbled over, and they called it over and back. I'm really confused about that one. No fights from Rib Lake, though. So Phillips going to take the ball here. 16:08 to go. It's 23-19. Loggers leading. They get it into Kendra Timmers. Down in the low block, and right there is the Redmen to rip it away as they have all game going the other way. That's Gums. She kicks it out. Here's Scheitower in the right corner. And Matea gets a steal going the other way. This is the steal they wanted. Matea not ahead of the pack, but a little shifty move. She misses the layup and going to get a jump ball. This one going to stay with the Loggers. 15:43 to go. Four-point game. And, JJ, is this the last game of the season here for the Lady Loggers?
I believe so.
I think it is. Then it's going to be tournament time. Anna Belon, she misses on a jumper, rebound by Miller. And they get it into Matea at the low block. Matea throws it up over everyone. All of a sudden, it's a six-point lead for the Loggers. 25-19, 15 and a half minutes to go. Rib Lake gets it across half court, drives the lane, Here's a shot from the corner. It's no good. Rebound by Belon, and the logger is going to slow it down. Makaya, no, she's going to push ahead. Finds Kimmers. Kimmers traveled, shuffled her feet. She felt it right away. She knew it.
The girls got the 4C, I believe.
Okay, so the girls got a 4C.
Yeah.
That's nice. So they're going to get a first-round bye then, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, they'll get a home game. And when do the boys announce their tournament selection? Next week?
Sunday at 10 a.m.
All right, Sunday at 10 a.m. So this is a big game here against Abbotsford, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, here's Sarah Knapp. Gets it ahead to Lily Miller. Lily Miller tracks it down. 15 minutes to go. Anna Belon going to shoot the jumper. Oh, it rims out. But Timmer's there for the rebound. Makes it an 8-point game, 19-27. Austin Edwards, he's going to call a timeout, a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Hey, welcome everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Potowalt's here back in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Loggers on a roll here, building an 8-point lead over this Rib Lake Redmond team. It's 27-19. Loggers leading with 14:51 to go. It's Rib Lake ball coming out of that timeout. Rib Lake trying to come up against this press. Pick up the ball here. They do get it across. Tessa Week. And a takeaway almost, but Rib Lake comes away with it. And Kendra Timmers takes it away this time. It's the Loggers are the aggressive team in this second half to start out. Here's Miller to Knack. Knack right side. Oh, trying to find Matea, forced it in there, and it's turned over. Tessa Wheat comes away with it. Rib Lake going the other direction. Here's Gums. Going to drive in the lane, kick out. Here's Scheitower for three. Scheitower can't get that one to fall. Rebound by Matea. Matea going up the right sideline. Behind her back, brings it to the middle. Here's Belon open for three. That one no good, just a little short, and rebounded by Rib Lake. All right, Gum's going to bring it up left side. Stop by Knack. Lily Miller
Hits
that one away, but Gums comes away with it, and they're going to try again. Here's Gums. She pulls up from just outside the three-point line, free throw line, and kicks it out. The Redmen from that right side. Here's Tessa Week in the corner. Get pass up top to Flusty. Flusty hands it off to Nemi, almost taken away. He's weak at the high post and out to Scheitower on that baseline. A nice pass from Scheitower. Can't finish the shot as Flusty going the other way. This is Matea, one-handed Tom Brady pass to Kendra Timmers. That one no good, goes out of bounds. Just a little bit high. Rayleigh Williams, she's going to check in for Anna Belon. 13:19 to go. And Rib Lake gets it in and gets across half court. It's Tulusty with the ball all the way to the basket. The left-handed layup was there. It didn't go for her. Rebounded by Rayleigh Williams. Sarah Knack going to push ahead right side. Knack, get pass. A beautiful one to Matea. Nice pass from Sarah, finding the teammate. And Matea finishes it. Makes it a 10-point ball game. Loggers pulling ahead here. Up 10, weak travel, got away with it. Scheitower has it. Now to Tulusty. Loggers aggressive on the defensive side. Here's an open shot for Nemi. She puts it up. That one a little bit long. Dahlman saves it, and Timmers comes away with it. Matea going to bring it up for the Loggers. 12:35 to go. It's 29-19. And Rayleigh Williams can't connect on the three-pointer. And a 10-point lead. But Dahlman and the Redmen driving and attacking the basket in an and-one for Tessa Week. Nice rebound and putback. And she's fouled. Going to go to the line. Try to make this a 7-point game with 12:22 to go. Got my daughter Cully up here by me. Cully, did you have fun down there playing? Cully was down there balling out with the fifth graders. And they gave them some, like youth night here, so they gave you guys some free pretzels. Is that what you got down there? Nice. All right, here's Tessa Weeks. She misses, but rebound by Nimmy. Loggers come away with it, though. Sarah Knack pushing up right side, 12:16 to go. It's an 8-point lead for the Loggers. Here's Matea. She's going to shoot from 16 feet. No good. And rebounded by Celeste. She gets it ahead to Gums. And Gums gets that one to go. That's the younger sister, Isabel. And makes it a 6-point game. Here's Knack. Traveled. Got Austin Edwards fired up. There's the steal. Little momentum run here for Rib Lake. They're not going to quit. Just under 12 minutes to go. 29-23. Dahlman from the top. Dahlman. Gums gets it in an Emmy in the high post. Back out. Here's Dahlman open for three. She's going to dribble drive in. A lot of extra passing here for Rib Lake. And Week finds a shot. She hits it from the elbow. Nice shot from Week. She's hit a few buckets here tonight. Down to a 4-point game. There's Matea Eckert. She's going to pick it up. Gets it to Knack. And a turnover. Week steals it. Going the other way. Gums going to bring it up herself. 11:13 to go. Loggers up by four. There's Dahlman from the corner. 3-point shot up. Almost banked it in. Rebound. Oh, and a foul by Matea. As she got Emma Telusti as she was shooting, and she's going to shoot two free throws. Matea's third foul. Loggers letting the Redmen hang in on this game here. Telusti's free throw is good. And Leah Harper checking in for Sarah Knack. Loggers trying to keep some fresh legs here. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Week. Telusti going to shoot the three, and it's good. Oh, my goodness. Telusti ties up this game just like that. It's 29-29. Matea brings it up right side. Finds Rayleigh by the basket. Rayleigh fouled. She's going to shoot two free throws. 10:46 to go. Rayleigh Williams going to the line for the Loggers. Loggers letting the Redmen back into this game by not rebounding. They took their foot off the pedal for a second, and just like that, Rib Lake says, hey, we're coming back. Rayleigh Williams, first free throw, is no good. And Rayleigh Williams, second free throw coming up, is up. That one's short, rebounded by Lily Miller. It's a Harper. Harper finds Kendra. Kendra turns around. Matea rebounds the miss and puts it back. Oh, that was a big monster rebound from Matea. Loggers take the 2-point lead, 31-29. Almost a turnover by the Redmen. They got to keep the pressure. Oh, they should have stayed in front. Could have got the 10 seconds. But here's Dahlman driving the basket. Left hand. It's good. She's going to the line. And the Redmen tie this game up at 31. 10:21 to go here. Dahlman trying to give him a 1-point lead. Mike working the refs over here on this side. All right, Dahlman, set to shoot a free throw here. Try to give the Redmen a 1-point lead with 10:21 to go.
It's 31-31. Gianna Dahlman. Free throw up. Long. Rebounded by Kendra. Merrick almost got that rebound over the top. But it's Zatea with the ball to Timmers. I'm sorry, to Lily Miller in the corner. Here's Rayleigh. Heavily looking for Matea down in the block. Harper picks the ball up, skips it to Miller. Miller from 10 feet. That one's no good. Rebounded by Matea. Matea from the wing. Here's Miller from the top. Over to Rayleigh. Rayleigh going to shoot the three. That one no good. Rebound. A nice one from Kamarik. And Rib Lake going the other way, all tied up at 31. Here's Dahlman from the wing. Gets it up top to Teleski. She's going to drive the lane. Loggers not moving their feet. Let her go there, but she missed the layup. Coach Edwards says, where's the foul? And here's the Loggers' turn. 9:30 to go. Tied up at 31. Loggers working the right side. Harper with the ball at the wing. Skips it to Miller. Over to Matea. Matea open from three, and she gets a big three-point shot. Makes it 34-31. Loggers with that 1-3-1 pressure here. Rib Lake gets across half court. Here's Week with the ball at the left wing. They get into Kamarik in the low block. Find Teleski going to the basket. It's no good. Matea gets the rebound. Gets it ahead. Here's Harper with the ball. And here's Timmers hits an 8-foot jumper. Got it over to Leah Harper. Leah Harper passed it down to Timmers by the basket. Timmers hits it for the Loggers and gives the Loggers a 5-point lead, 36-31. Here's the Redmond turn. They get it into Week. Dahlman's going to shoot another three. That one's good.
Wow.
And it's 36-34, 2-point lead. Matea gets across half court. A pushing foul on the Redmen. Going to be Loggers' ball, side out of bounds. Mateo's fouled. 8:25 to go here, 2-point game. Loggers up by two. All right, substitutions in. For Rib Lake. Okay, it is the Loggers getting the ball in on their side of the court. Get pass over to Liam Harper on this right side. They find Timmers. Timmers dribbles it back, kicks it to Miller. Here's Rayleigh Williams open for three. That one a little bit long, rebounded by Rib Lake. Loggers up 4, 36-32. 8:09 to go. Rib Lake, it's their turn. Dahlman has it. She's going to drive baseline. Tries getting it to Kamarik in the high post. Kamarik shoots it. She's fouled from behind. Miller says, I didn't touch her. Ref says, yeah, you did. And the fans say, no, she didn't. 8:01 to go here.
Could have went either way.
Could have went either way. Kamarik at the line. Megan Kamarik, the freshman for Rib Lake. She's going to shoot two free throws, down by four. First one up and drops four. Hit the back of the rim, went straight up, fell back in.
Anna Belon's going to check back in for Rayleigh Williams.
Anna, she did check
yep.
in. Okay. Kamarik, second free throw, no good. Rebound by Harper. Rip it away, young lady. She does. She's going to bring it up herself. Left hand. Finds Matea. Matea and a foul against Rib Lake. The 15 foul on Rib Lake. Loggers have six, so Rib Lake shooting free throws from here on out. Lily Miller going to take it out under their own basket. They get it into Matea, stripped away from behind. Matea over to Harper. Harper drives baseline, looking to get it into Timmer. She does, and over the back foul on Kamarik, trying to get that ball away. .744 to go. Both teams in the bonus now after this foul. And we're going to get a timeout, just a quick 30-second timeout. 7:44 to go in this ballgame. It's a 3-point lead for the Loggers, 36-33. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hankinen, along with Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The three-point lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Rib Lake Redmen. And the score 36-33 with 7:44 to go in this ball game. Loggers taking the ball out of bounds under their own basket. They get it into Matea. It goes off Rib Lake's foot. It's going to stay with the Loggers. That'll roll off Rib Lake's leg. Going to be side out of bounds here for the Loggers. Lily Miller gets it in to Harper. Harper back to Miller. Unbalanced floor here. Here's Timmers. Finds Belon. Redmond take it away. That was Gums. Rips it away. Going the other direction. And here's a little skip pass. They get it into the high post. And down to Kamarik in the low block. She passes back out. Scheitower pressured by Miller. Is weak with the ball now at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Gums. Gums going to shoot the three. Oh, my goodness. Ties this ball game up with a nasty three. 7:06 to go. That was Addison Gums with the three. Here's Miller. 7 minutes to go here. Tied at 36. Here's Harper. Finds Anna Belon in the lane. Belon can't get the shot to fall. Kamarik rebounds. And it's Scheitower going to push it up right side. He's going to set up this offense here. Use a screen from Gums. Gives it back to Gums. Here's Week. Week thought about that three. Gums from the top. Goes left side to Dahlman. Back to Gums. She's going to shoot the three again. Oh, misses that one. Rebound by Timmers. And it's Matea Eckert. A beautiful pass to Lily Miller, who couldn't finish. That was a Tom Brady pass right there. And there was a foul on the Loggers. Tessa Week going to shoot free throws. With 6:17 to go. The bonus situation here. Tessa Week going to shoot.
The fourth on Lily Miller.
All right, fourth foul on Lily Miller. That's a big deal. She's going to stay out there. 6:17 to go. Tessa Week's first free throw is no good. Rebounded by Matea. And going the other way. Matea, it's across half court. Nat, quick pass to Timmers. Timmers, little short, rebounded by Kamarik. And she traveled right in front of him. Got away with it. Rib Lake gets away with the travel. Kamarik shoots the shot. It's no good. Rebound by Week, and she's got an easy right-handed layup. 5:55 to go here, and Rib Lake takes a two-point lead. They get it ahead to Timmers, do the Loggers. And back to Knack, and a takeaway again, this time Toombs, or I'm sorry, Gums, and Sarah Knack fouls her. And going the other way.
Well, we're going to the line.
Going to the line. It's going to be Gums shooting two free throws. Hey, Loggers got to take care of the ball. So it's the Rib Lake Redmen leading by two. 38-36, both teams in the bonus. 5:43 to go in this ball game. Rib Lake trying to extend their lead. Here's Addison Gums at the line. Free throw up. That one's short. Hits nothing. And it's going to go the other way. It's going to be Logger's ball. And the Logger, little Logger fans, they love seeing a good air ball. All right, Logger's against a full court press from Rib Lake. Get it into Matea. Oh, he's got to get someone into the middle. What do you do? Get Lily. Lily, you got someone behind you, young lady. Loggers come away with it. There's Lily. Picks up her dribble. Gets Belon. Belon, almost a bad pass. It was.
It was a bad pass.
And it's going to be out on the Loggers. Going the other way. Rib Lake basketball. Mike says, take care of it. Hey, we're approaching crunch time, 5:25 to go. Rib Lake with the ball and a two-point lead. Loggers pick up the press. Taken away by Miller. Miller slapped in the face, gets it ahead to Knack. Knack can't finish. Rib Lake going the other way. It's Dahlman against Lily Miller. Lily Miller, Dahlman makes a nice move and gets a basket. Four-point lead for Rib Lake, 5 minutes to go. Matea, cross half court, back to Lily. There's Knack, finds Simmers by the basket. They're going to call a foul on Tessa Week. And Timmer's going to be shooting free throws. See how many that is on Tessa. That's her fourth. Austin didn't like that call, and I can't blame him. All right. So Gums comes out. Celeste comes back in.
What's going on here?
All right.
Australia has three fouls.
So Kendra Timmer's at the line. Trying to bring the Loggers within two. 5 minutes to go. Referees were having a little huddle. And Timmer's free throw is up, and that one rims out. Rebound by Kamarik. Her height is coming into some value here in this game. Here's Celeste, drives, kicks it out to Dahlman. Dahlman, guarded by Knack. She's going to go baseline. Knack laps it away. Got the foul on that one. And that's going to put Dahlman at the line. Third foul on Sarah Knack. The team's ninth. One and one coming here for Kiana Dahlman. First free throw up. That was good for Dahlman. She hit some big buckets here tonight. .438 to go here. 41-36. Second one for Dahlman is up and good as well. 42-36, just like that. Rib Lake with a six-point lead. There's Matea across half court. All the way to the basket she goes. Too strong on the left hand. Five Rib Lake girls there to rebound and going the other way. Tulusti kicks it out to Dahlman. Dahlman out to Kamarik. She's going to shoot the deep two. Oh, it's no good. Rebounded by Tessa Week. And Rib Lake going to get another turn here. With six, up by six, they can take care of the ball a little bit. And Loggers may have to get into a man. No, they get the steal there. Here's Lily Miller, left side. Layup is no good. Rebound by Matea Eckert. She puts it up. She can't get it to go, but she's fouled. Lily Miller trying to do anything to get a bucket to go here today. Struggled getting it to fall. Just under 4 minutes to go. It's 42-36. Rib Lake leading.
They've all struggled today.
Yeah. Matea, first free throw good. And she's got one more coming. Kamarik going to take a break here. Megan Kamarik for the Redmonds. Freshman's played nice here tonight. And Matea, second free throw. That one a little bit long. Rebound by Rib Lake. They've been doing the better job as of late. And they're going to push the ball up. Logger's probably going to jump into a man-to-man to get some ball pressure on. There's Dahlman. Gets it to Week. Out to Celeste. Celeste. Finds Nemi. They're going to work around. Loggers are in a 2-1-2. Not sure about this because they're going to have to get on the ball. Dahlman. 3:30 to go. Shot by Week is good. Oh, Week has been good from about 10 feet out. 44-37. Mike Egerbrecht calls a timeout for the Loggers. It's 44-37. Rib Lake leading by 7 with 3:25 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. 3:25 to go. Chris Johnson, you're right. Wow, what a game. It's the Riblake Redmen leading 44-37 with 3:25 to go. Loggers get the ball in against this full court press. Here's Miller. Back to Matea. Matea gets across half court. Here's Naka. Give and go to Matea. She can't finish. Kendra's there. Oh, she can't finish. But she's going to go to the free throw line. 3:14 to go. Logger's going to need both of these free throws here. Down by seven. A first one from Kendra is good. Second one from Kendra. Just missing, and Rib Lake there for the rebound. And they pick it up right other side of half court. It's going to be a jump ball. This one's going to go to Rib Lake, I believe. 3:06 to go. The six-point ball game, 44-38. Rib Lake Redmen leading the Phillips Loggers with 3:06 to go in this ball game. Side out of bounds for Rib Lake. Looking to get it in. Got to get one in soon. They do get it into Celesti. Celesti from the top. Loggers in a man-to-man. We figured they'd go into that. And here we go. What are we going to get? A foul on who? On four, on Mack. Oh, my gosh. That was the wrong call. Austin's going to take it. It's opposite day here again today. They called it on Knack. That was offensive, but Blake's going to shoot two free throws. I'm not sure what he's seen on that foul there. That's interesting. First free throw missed there by Celesti. A little bit flat on that one.
Whatever gives Sarah four.
Yeah, Sarah Knack with four fouls. Lily Miller with four fouls.
Yep.
Second one up from Celesti. That one no good. Rebound by Matea Eckert. Eckert going to go up the baseline. She's got the right side. Here's Anna Bilon. Sarah Knack for three. That one no good. I think it's going to be white ball. Yeah.
Yep.
Dahlman touched it. Going out of bounds. 2:44 to go. And subs in. Both the Gums girls. Sisters, I believe. Isabel and Addison. The junior and senior checking in. And it's Scheitower and Celesti getting a break. All right, they get into Knack up at the top. Back to Miller. Miller skips to Bilon. Bilon for the deep two. That one no good. Rebound by Dahlman. Going the other way. 2:35 to go. Dahlman with the ball. Now Gums has it. And a foul on Eckert, I believe. No, a timeout. Timeout before the foul from Austin Edwards with 2:27 to go. 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here. We got a ball game in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is the Riblake Redmen leading the Phillips Loggers 44-38 with 2:27 to go here. This is girls basketball, if you're just joining us. Riblake looking to get it in. Anna Velon tips it out of bounds. It's going to stay with Riblake. It's going to be side out of bounds, opposite from us. And Rayleigh Williams checking in for Velon. And Riblake setting up in the stack, side out of bounds, far away from us. And they're able to get it in to Gums. Gums guarded by Knack. Gums to Gums, the sister, from the top, using the screen. Lily Millie fighting over the top nicely. Riblake trying to take some time off of this right here. Loggers get a steal. Here's Lily Miller, right side. Miller, it's going to be a charge. It was. That was a nice play by Gums right there.
Out.
Lily Miller fouls out of this game. Loggers down by six here. Riblake with the ball. Belon's going to check in for Lily Miller, who fouled out. Here's Riblake. And they're in the double bonus. Next one, the Loggers are in the double bonus as well. All right, they get it in to Dahlman. Dahlman going to dribble up court herself. Put off the Gums. And I don't know why they call that a foul. Matea wasn't going for a foul. I think the refs were assuming they were trying to go for the foul. That's going to put Gums at the line, shooting two in the double bonus.
Matea's fourth.
And Matea's fourth. First one up. That one no good from Gums. Be a big win here for Austin Edwards and Riblake.
Yeah.
Not that it matters anything in the conference, but just from a morale standpoint. Matea rebounds. Both were missed. She's going to bring it up right side. Split set's going to be another charge. Another one there.
Who fouled out?
And Matea's out. Gums did a nice job setting her up. And Matea out of the game. Check it in as Telesti for Riblake.
What's going on?
Getting subs in, not exactly sure. Mike's trying to figure out who to put in this game. Like he's going to put Casey Quinnell in. Casey comes in, Matea comes out. Riblake's going to have a hard time losing this ball game.
Yeah.
Minute 54 to go. They're up by six. It's 44-38. Loggers had their struggles here tonight. They get it in to Scheitower. Scheitower going to go up left side. Gets across half court. Gets it off to Gums. Gums got a little lane. Kicks it out. Riblake needs to run some time off. That's all they really want to do here. Especially with Matea out of the game. Gums from the top. It's at the Scheitower. Roger's saying you got to foul. Rayleigh Williams hurt him. Rayleigh fouls with a minute 30 to go. Scheitower at the line. Nope, I'm sorry. Not Scheitower at the line. That's going to be Avery Nemme. Yeah, I'm with you, Chris. Back to two officials. It's too many calls is the reason. Both teams in the double bonus here. Again, we're seeing that in so many games. First free throw is missed there by Nemme. He's got one more coming. But junior varsity official has been fabulous all season. Second one's good for Nemme. And there's Sarah Knack. Gets it in for the Loggers. Minute 28 to go. It's a seven-point lead for Riblake. Here's Knack. Gets it into Timmers. Back to Knack. Knack, she's going to shoot from 12 feet. That one no good. Rebound by Scheitower. And Tessa Week has it now. Go left side. There's Gums. Gums left side here. She picks it up. Loggers trying to foul, I guess, unable to. And finally, they foul Nemi. And Avery Nemi going to go to the line. And it looks like Rib Lake's going to beat Phillips for the first time in a long time. First free throw up. That one's good. Avery Nemi hits the first one. Second one underway. That one's up. That one good as well. 38-47. Rib Lake leading by 9 with no Matea. The Loggers almost throw it out. They do. And it's going to be Rib Lake basketball. 56 seconds to go. Coach calls for Dahlman to come back in the game. Kiana Dahlman going to check in. And Celeste going to check out. All right. Rib Lake gets it in. Followed by Knack. Might be her fifth.
I believe it is.
Yep, it's her fifth as well. Three Loggers fouling out here tonight. And that's going to push Scheitower at the line for the Redmen. 54 seconds to go here. Real Mesko going to check in. Running out of Loggers out here to play. First free throw up is no good for Scheitower. Second one underway. 54 seconds to go here in this ball game. Scheitower's second free throw is good. Makes it a 10-point game, 38-48. Mesko gets it to Timmers. Timmers, she's going to bring it across half court. Gets it to Belon. Belon traveled with it.
Yep.
All right, here is Rib Lake side out of bounds on their side. Here's the pressure from the Loggers. They get it ahead to Dahlman. Dahlman ahead of the pack. I don't know why they fouled Casey. Quinnell follows on that one on the shot. Dahlman's going to go to the line for two. And it's going to be Kiana Dahlman shooting two free throws for the Redmen. 43 seconds to go in this ball game. First free throw is good for Dahlman. And Megan Kamarik checks back in for the Redmen. Kiana Dahlman's second free throw is up, and that one no good. Rebounded by Kendra Timmers. 42 seconds to go. She's going to bring it up herself. Mesko got away with a travel. Working left side. Belon's going to shoot a quick three. That one's good. Anna Belon makes it an 8-point game. 28 seconds to go. And there's a foul on Brielle. 25 seconds to go here. Loggers down by 8. And it is Addison Gums going to shoot. Addison Gums at the line here for the Rib Lake Redmen. First free throw is up. That one's good. And second free throw is up. That one good as well. It's 51-41, 25 seconds to go. Loggers get it ahead. Mesko up to Timmers. Timmers is blocked out of bounds by Tessa Week. 19 seconds to go. Loggers basketball under their own basket. Bailey Williams going to take it in. Gets it in to Belon. Belon to Timmers. To Mesko. She's going to shoot it. She's blocked by Kamarik. 15 seconds to go. Loggers ball side out of bounds. Bailey Williams going to take it in. Gets it in to Quinnell. Quinnell finds Timmers. Back to Rayleigh. Anna Belon. Shot goes up. That one no good. Rebounded by Rib Lake. Going to be a jump ball. With 5 seconds to go. It's going to be Loggers basketball. That's a ball game, guys. 51-40. Want to see if the Loggers get another basket. Austin Edwards. Good for him. An impressive win here. Coming back to Phillips. You know this one was on his calendar. And here's a steal by Rib Lake. 3 seconds to go. That's the game. And going the other way, or that's it. Riel got a steal right at the end. That's the final score, 51-41. Rib Lake Redmond defeat the Phillips Loggers here in Phillips. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We're going to come back and give you the Ford Bank postgame show.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It was an impressive win for Austin Edwards and his Rib Lake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers here in Phillips. This is the Ford Bank postgame show. And you know what? It was Rib Lake in this game. They were the tougher team. They were fighting for the rebounds. Loggers looked like they took their foot off the pedal a couple too many times in this game. Rib Lake sneaks out with a 51-41 victory's final game here at home on this regular season for the Phillips Loggers, and tournament season going to be coming up. Loggers got a 4 seed coming up in tournament, so we're going to see who they play coming up. But it was a fun night here in Phillips. We're glad all of you were able to join us and listen in. We had a great time. Again, Rib Lake Redmond defeating the Phillips Loggers 51-41 in girls basketball action, but it's the Phillips Loggers with their 6th straight conference championship. All right, everybody, you guys have a great night.
Died.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
98Q Country. Country.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another tub. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. And heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying that's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
You play everything I love. Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton.
Baby. 98Q Country.